Good afternoon. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Arellano, and I am surrounded by men today. What a great show we're going to have. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Wonderful.
Yeah, testosterone overload in the room.
I know. Usually I'm surrounded by women. You know, when you do a lot of touchy-feely things, there's a lot of women involved. But look at this. We got all these dapper leaders
Dans.
Of the community here.
Although
and yourself
I don't think
included.
Any of them are named Dan.
No, we don't have any Dans. We've got a Clay, we've got a Robin, we've got a Paul with us today.
All right.
And these gentlemen are community leaders in the Snoqualmie Valley, and they're representing different aspects of an organization that we're calling One Voice. We're going to talk more about One Voice today and what they're doing and why it's really
and
exciting.
And yet they sent three guys.
It takes three guys.
Three guys to make One Voice.
That's right. Yes. It. I could do it myself, but nobody wants to listen to me for the whole hour without...
I don't know about that, but, you know, talking to yourself for an hour can be a little bit
I do
weird,
it all the I time. Okay. I don't think it's entertaining for our listeners, though. We do want people to actually listen to the show.
Having a Bluetooth in your ear is not the same as talking to yourself.
Exactly. You know, and at some point in time,
may look
I do
like
have
you're talking to
come to grips with my vanity and realize that this is about good for the community and not just my own... boosting of my sense of self-worth. So that's why we're here today. Welcome, listeners, to the show. I'm very, very glad that you're here. I love this time of year. I love the fall time. I love when you get into the holidays. And
are you all ready for Christmas?
No, but if I was, it wouldn't be the holidays.
True
enough.
I
keep telling people it's got to be a mad scramble.
That's what I say. It's part of the tradition.
If it's too easy, it wouldn't end.
Well, yeah, or you wouldn't feel like relief when it
exactly.
when it got there. You know?
Yes, you have to have sunny days, or you have to have rainy days to appreciate the sunny ones.
Agree.
Right? So, no, I am nowhere near as ready, but it doesn't matter. We don't go overboard at Christmas around our house. We never set the bar real high with my kids, so we're all good.
But you got a tree?
Not yet.
Ooh,
this weekend,
okay.
We had to clean the house first.
I can't believe I'm ahead of somebody with getting a tree.
I know.
I'm
not. Awesome?
I feel like I'm well behind the curve, but
so
I got mine set up. So.
As long as we're talking about preparing for the tree. So mm-hmm. What starts as we need to make room, honey, for the tree turned into the vacuum cleaner breaking, turned into us having to go get a new vacuum cleaner. Mm. Needless to say, last weekend I came home with a vacuum cleaner, a steam cleaning mop, and a hand vacuum cleaner because I went to the Orc place. So I'm plugging Orc because I love the vacuum cleaner, but boy, did we get a package deal.
Right on.
For Christmas. So I'm just putting red bows on everything, and that's what Mama's getting for Christmas this
there
year.
You go.
So. Yeah, and I have my arm
all
is really
Christmas
sore too.
All these Christmas presents suck, but I love it.
Right. That was a good one. That was quick. Good job, Eric. I appreciate it. Well, let's go ahead and first we want to thank Pearson Law Firm.
Absolutely,
expert representation and a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson Promise. Of course, our proud sponsors of the show, and we want to, without any further ado, welcome. We have with us today Paul Treadway. And he is with Kiwanis and the Giving Tree program. We also have Rob Wanton, and he is with Sterling Savings Bank and the Winter Coat Drive. And we have Clay Eels with Encompass. He's the communications officer. And we're going to be talking about One Voice, what it is, what we're doing, what's the Giving Tree, what's the Coat Drive, and why are we having this conversation? So I'm not going to say anything else for the next hour. Are you guys going to answer those three questions in order? No?
Well, One Voice is not just two words. It's an acronym that really has some deep meaning, Kim.
It does. So, Clay, why don't you tell us what One Voice is? I think that's a big, great place to start.
Yeah, it really captures the spirit of the thing. Voice, V-O-I-C-E, it's Valley Organizations in Collective Effort. And really the whole idea of this is to bring out and recognize that there are many businesses and organizations who are doing helping kinds of things during the holidays and the rest of the year and bring them together and really to create a sum that's greater than its parts.
I think what we were finding when we were going to these meetings is that when you have an organization that is rallying together to do something, whether that's women in business, whether that's the hospital, whether it's Kiwanis, whether it's Sterling, whatever it is, there's a process that you go through. Okay, here's the holiday season. What do we want to do? We want to get toys. Okay, we need volunteers. We need the space. We need to have conversations. We'll take that process and times that by every organization in the Valley that does something around the holiday season. And what we found is that the same people, the same core group of people, were volunteering efforts in multiple areas. And you can only do that to volunteers for so long before you lose them. And you have to bring up the next group of volunteers.
Plus, you end up with organizations being so busy and involved in their traditional way of doing things that you're not quite sure what the rest of the Valley is doing. And there are so many byproducts of one voice, and one of them is just to get these organizations in the same room together. And to be in those meetings is a kind of an energetic, electric kind of a thing where you see people saying, oh, I didn't know you could do that. Oh, well, we could do this. We could do this together. Or, we, you know, here's where we overlap. Let's join forces. And it's really an idea that could have been started anytime, mm-hmm. but it really has gotten going over this past year and has a bright future ahead.
So can you talk a little bit about the history? We didn't just start this holiday season. It started before that. And I know we had the first event in June, and we talked about that here on Walk the Talk, the One Voice event. But give us a little history kind of on how that got started. The reason why I want to talk about this is because we have a listening audience out there that's all over King County and communities that I'm sure are in the same boat as we are in the Snoqualmie Valley. And I'm hoping that they can get some ideas or the right person hears and is able to make some best practices and learn from the mistakes, but also be able to implement some of these things across the board so that more people have an opportunity to give as much as they possibly can without burning out.
It really was a grassroots effort, and it was born of the concept that all of these groups are doing great things. But there may be some overlap. There may be some ways that in collaborating, we can all do a much better job together. And it has a lot to do with just plain communication as well, because we all, whether it's through the radio or the newspapers or online or whatever, we hear about a cause here, a cause there, and they're doing this. And, you know, you may not be thinking about it in the front of your mind, but really, sort of a backdrop is, well, how does this fit into a greater context? You know, is this more important than that? Is this, are they working together? Is there duplication of effort? And to just get it laid out on the table, any community can do this. It's the kind of thing that any organization that wants to join with organizations for the greater good, again, a sum greater than its parts, the organizations themselves benefit as well. And, of course, the people, the families who are in need end up with a much better organized and coordinated effort so that they're not confused about where to go for what. It becomes a clearinghouse of communication for all concerned.
So let's talk a little bit more about the people that we're actually serving here. So tell me about the event in June. What happened?
This got started a year ago, and it took several months just to launch a new effort. And traditionally, the giving efforts are surrounding the November and December holidays. Mm-hmm. But there was a real desire to get this thing launched with something new to pull people together. And so it was really a summer fair that was on June 4th that was in one central location, and the people who are in need could come, could self-select, and there was a smorgasbord of organizations there to provide everything from flip-flops and sunscreen to services that related to the summer. And it was a wonderful beginning event for One Voice. And then this event that's coming up later this month in the Valley for One Voice is the first holiday event for One Voice. And boy, there's just no telling what it's going to be in years to come.
Yeah.
But it's been over the last year.
And people were very excited. I think when we started having the meetings, it was amazing to see the community really come out and organizations say, finally, it's about time we've got a coordinated effort. I also think from the aspect of those that were serving, having an organization that is looking holistically about the needs, not just clothing or food or healthcare or, you know, anything else, but is really looking at the collective from a needs perspective, is something that's been a little bit unique in the approach, and we're learning a lot of things from that.
It's a holistic approach, definitely. There are dozens of organizations. I believe it's 30 to 40 organizations that are involved, and that list can grow. And there are niches for every kind of helping activity that you can think of.
One of the things that struck me is some of the products that were being donated. You don't think, you know, shampoo was one of them, and cleaning products and, mm-hmm. and things like that. But to a family that doesn't have to buy shampoo because they get it, or doesn't have to buy cleaning because they're provided, then has more money to spend on, you know, even things like going to a movie with their family. I mean, there's a lot of things that were being offered that a lot of us really take for granted that people will go without because they have to provide for, like diapers. I know women in business, we had walls of diapers and all that going. So
this is the kind of thing that results, too, when you get a bunch of people from different organizations in the same room and brainstorming just what do people need and how can these needs be met.
Exactly. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk specifically about the One Voice event that's coming up here next week, and want to tell you some exciting things. We're going to talk to Paul with Aquanis and Rob with the Winter Coat Drive. And when we come back, you're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. You can get this information and more, walkthetalkwithkim.com, or on our Facebook page, Walk the Talk with Kim.
Hi, this is Jerry Pearson, and along with my wife, Michelle Pearson, we're at the Pearson Law Firm, where we're called lawyers. But the truth is, we're really fathers and mothers and a family of people who are members of a community where we are committed to preventing harm and protecting others, to enforcing rules that enhance our lives and take care of our families. That's what we do. That's who we are. At the Pearson Law Firm, you can call for a free case evaluation by calling 1-800-423-8473. We work with colleagues. We collaborate. We're committed to expertise and resources and making them available to members of our community. Call us at 1-800-423-8473 or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
Do you wish you could train your brain to be more creative? ThinkShop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has trained individuals at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. Learn our proven process to think creatively and make great ideas happen. Our trainings are offered in person and online. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Little tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Thank you all for coming back. We're talking with Rob Wanton and Clay Eels and Paul Treadway that are community leaders in the Snoqualmie Valley. And we're talking about an organization called One Voice Valley Organizations and Collective Effort. And we're talking about specific events. But Rob, you brought up a really great point on the break that we're not just talking about service organizations.
That's right. And Snoqualmie Valley is so incredible when it comes to having organizations and people, especially, that are coming together and helping to fulfill needs. But, you know, the other thing, too, Kim, is that it's so easy for us to forget that even in our affluent East Side communities, that there's a lot of need out there, and it's a lot of times overshadowed by the materialism. We don't even realize, and we don't see, you know, the homeless problems that are really happening right in our neighborhoods, or the people who are struggling and their kids are on free and reduced lunches. That gets overshadowed, and that's what's so neat about our community, is being able to pull people together from service organizations to the churches to the businesses, and what we can do together. And it's just amazing. Paul and the toy drive has been just incredible to see the hundreds and hundreds of families that are served every year.
Yeah. I work with clients that are unemployed and chronically unemployed, the issue that we're having with people and getting folks back to work. And it's not just people that aren't employable. It's people that are highly employable, but there's no jobs for them. And one person in particular I was having a conversation with, and he said to me that it is amazing how fast he went from earning a six-figure income to filing for bankruptcy and shoving everything he owned into an apartment. That, you know, you think you've got the security, but once that snowball starts going, starting with the loss of a job, how quickly everything can just implode. And for him, being able to give back and volunteer in the community is as critically important for him as it is receiving the necessary things that he needs to, you know, give his kids toys for Christmas, because it's that sense of purpose that we get as a community, that we get from helping each other. It's so critical.
One of the things that we see is the fact that a lot of these people are new to being in need. And these are typically reasonably proud people, and they don't want to ask for help. And so one of the things that we want to encourage them to do today is to ask for help. There are a lot of organizations that can help. In particular, in this holiday season, One Voice can fill the void for a lot of these needs. We respect identities. There is nobody that's going to say who has come in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very confidential type system, and we're going to encourage everybody that truly needs help to ask for it.
So, Paul, why don't we talk a little bit about the Giving Tree program? So you're with Kiwanis, and you've been doing this Giving Tree program for how many years?
We've been doing it for 20-plus years.
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
You're a pro.
We've come to find out that we have a great distribution system in place, and there were other organizations in the community that were doing toy drives. And they have since just decided that, well, since Kiwanis is so good at distributing these toys, that we just combine this into just one Giving Tree program. And so basically the toys that come in are basically earmarked for the Kiwanis Giving Tree program, largely because of the distribution system that we have.
So if you go into the Snoqualmie Valley and there's a tree there with the little tags on them and you give a toy, just know that they're all going to this highly efficient program.
That's right.
So you got all of these different organizations to agree to collect and then hand them over to you.
That's right. And it works very, very efficiently. And it has grown in the last few years, especially in this economy.
Yeah.
A typical year, a few years ago, we might help, 150 to 200 kids. And then we began to see a couple of years ago that number rise quite drastically. A couple of years ago, that went up to 400 kids, and last year it was 700.
Mm.
So, and that's just in our valley. So we're anticipating at least that many, probably a little bit more this year. So we want to encourage, again, we want to encourage families to, number one, ask for help, but we also want to encourage the people that can't afford to purchase a gift to actually purchase the gift and give it to our organization, and we can distribute it to the people that really, truly need it, because there are a lot of them out there.
Mm-hmm. And so how does that work? Somebody, do they, I remember the old Giving Tree programs, I think, where you take a tag and then it has the age and then you go and you buy the gift. Do you wrap it and put it? I mean, how does that work?
What we do is we have trees that are located all throughout the Snoqualmie Valley with the tags. And the tags suggest a gift for a child age infant to 18. And they can buy what is suggested on the gift, or they can buy something that they think is more appropriate or something that perhaps their own kids would like to have. They return those gifts unwrapped to the tree itself where they picked up the tag. And we collect all the gifts and we store them. And then for 2 days, we will, or 3 days, we'll, the first day we'll sort all the gifts, and we have kids from the middle school that will come, and one of the middle schools that will come and help us sort the gifts. We'll lay them out, still unwrapped, so that the following day, parents get to quote-unquote shop for their children. So they can see the gifts on the tables and the shelves, and they are allowed, depending on how many gifts that we take in, they're allowed so many per child. And then we also have an organization from the LDS Church that will actually wrap the gifts for them should they choose to. Now, many parents want to wrap it themselves, but if they don't, then we'll have it wrapped for them. And this is all at no cost to the families.
Mm-hmm. And how does the family sign up for that?
Most of the families will sign up through the food bank. Mm-hmm. Most of these families are in need and participate in the food bank program weekly. And so we can sign them up at the food bank for a time to shop. And the other place that they can sign up for is at Encompass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so how does somebody get a hold of Encompass?
Very easy. The phone number is 425-888-2777. If they have online access, it's www.encompassnw.org.
And the locations of those are right in North Bend. So you can always go to Encompass at, what is that, EncompassNorthwest.com. What's your website address?
That's it.
www.EncompassNW.org.
Correct.
Again, www.EncompassNW.org. And I don't know the food bank information, do you, off the top of your head?
I don't have a telephone number for the food bank.
Okay.
But on the, if anybody wants to contact Kiwanis is an example. They can contact me, and my telephone number is 425-888-3650.
And that number again?
425-888-3650.
I'll make sure that I put all of this information so if people outside of the area that don't know where Encompass is or what have you, they want to come up. We talked a couple of weeks ago about outside Seattle with Susan. And so if you're looking for something to do, the Santa train's running. We've got all kinds of really great things going. So if you're coming up to the valley from the east side or even from Seattle, grab a couple of toys. You don't have to grab the tags first. I mean, if somebody wants to buy a bunch of toys and just drop them under a tree, not even worry about matching tags, you're okay with that, right?
We're perfectly okay with that.
I would hope that you would be. No, you don't have to have a tag.
Typically, because of the way this has gone the last couple of years and the overwhelming need that has grown, we have actually gone out and purchased more gifts. We just simply run out. So we're encouraging everybody to help out with this.
And it's not just toys.
No.
Because
no,
I think one of the things that you had mentioned in the past is that the overlooked population of teenagers, because they're so hard to buy for.
They are.
Toys are easier, but there's a lot of teenagers out there that would like some nice clothes and things.
That's right.
And gift cards.
That's right. And so anybody that would like to help, clothes for teenagers or gift cards are really appreciated.
Yes. Absolutely. So the parent shows up. Obviously, the kids aren't with them. They go through and they do the shopping. Are there some other things going on at the same time while they're there?
This particular year, in conjunction with One Voice, there will be. There are a number of organizations that will be set up in the same room as the toys are. And they can go through the area where the toys are and gifts for teenagers. And then they can proceed along to some of the other tables for the essentials that they need in their home. Okay, and Clay probably can address that very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Clay.
Well, the nice thing about it is that it's not a situation where there will be long lines. People who are interested in attending this and being able to have access to not just the toys, but to food, to, like you said, Kim, laundry soap, diapers and wipes, clothing, caps,
I think
mittens.
There's even gift baskets and things of food items and things to make it more cheery or available, too.
This specialty for Encompass this year is what we're calling dessert baskets, you know, so baking supplies for that that people can donate. And this all comes together in by appointment method. It's a respectful way of handling the situation. And we ought to talk about the dates for this event.
Oh, sure.
Which drive the deadlines for donations.
Right.
This event is coming up, it feels like tomorrow.
It's
next week, Thursday and Friday, December 15th and 16th. And this will be held at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in North Bend. And this will be an all-day thing on Thursday and the morning and early afternoon on Friday. And so because the event is on the 15th and 16th for the families in need, the deadline for donations is next Tuesday, the 13th of December. And again, Encompass is the clearinghouse of information for that. There are flyers on our website, information on our website. Donations can be brought to Encompass to the main campus, 1407 Bulch Avenue Northwest, or on Snoqualmie Ridge to Peak Sport and Spine, and monetary donations are also being accepted too, as Paul mentioned, gift cards, and so it's all building up to a deadline of next Tuesday.
And some of the items that we're collecting for: toilet paper, personal hygiene items, grocery store gift cards, and any unused gift cards. New and gentle used winter clothing. The new clothing with tags on it will go into, for kids anyway, will go into the store. The used clothing, I thought this was an absolutely fantastic idea. Might as well have an opportunity for people while they're there to also go through used clothing and get some any used clothing items that they need free of charge, too. You know, I'm a mom, and I'm not boo-hooing, but I'm lucky if I get a present. You know, the kids might make me something, but, you know, so there's people out there, they're not going to get a present this year. There are adults that are taking care of these children. And so to give them an opportunity to shop for themselves and to get some new clothes or to get clothes for their husbands or something, it might not mean a lot to those that have, but to those that have not, it's huge, absolutely huge. New hats, stocking cats, hat caps. I can speak. I'm a professional. Did you guys know that? Gloves and mittens, laundry soap, diapers and wipes, toys for the Kiwanis Giving Tree, non-perishable food for the Mount Si Helping Hands Food Bake. By the way, we're giving food at this event. Baking supplies for Encompass, respectful giving dessert baskets, and new and gently used blankets. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this event. We're also going to talk a little bit philosophically about bringing these organizations together. And we also do want to talk about the One Voice Winter Coat Drive that's going on at the same time. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. All this information is at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and at our firm, whether we're working on an automobile crash case or helping a client who's been injured by a defective product, we focus on justice. We're passionate about serving our clients. Our successful approach focuses on the right issue at the right time, with the best tools and expertise available. We focus on collaboration and cooperation. Clients support that process, and they respect our abilities to manage the legal process, to demystify it, and to explain choices and opportunities, and also their responsibilities. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's PearsonLawFirm.com. Or you can check us out at WalkTheTalkWithKim.com.
Does your organization crave new ideas? ThinkShop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has inspired creative thinking at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. We help you imagine new offerings, strategies, or ways of doing business. Our proven processes and engaging workshops deliver powerful results. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
Here's a unique way to give back. Snoqualmie Valley business owner Chris Fagan of ThinkShop is using her family adventure as a way to raise money for good. In December, her family will climb Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa, to help raise money to build two classrooms at a school in Tanzania. Learn more or make a donation at KilimanjaroForKids.com.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Welcome back. I feel like the smooth sounds of jazz KKNW.
You don't remember that from the Peanuts special?
I do remember that
Charlie
from the
Brown
Peanuts
Christmas
special. Yes. Yeah.
Vince Guaraldi.
It's funny because it kind of put me in this mellow, low voice kind of.
Nothing
how
wrong
I
with being
do
mellow
the
around the holidays, right?
No, I right. need some mellow. Good old fashioned, good mellow, not drug induced mellow, right?
I think that's probably a given.
More appropriate. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, you were talking, Paul, on the break a little bit about another thing that we hadn't talked about, which is the personal shopper. What's a personal shopper?
Well, what we've found out is that people that come in and they've arranged for a specific time to shop, sometimes it's a bit overwhelming. So what we do is we offer to each family that comes through, we offer a personal shopper that will help them go through the area for the toys, decide based on how many toys that would be available for each child, what might be more appropriate for the children, and help the parent just sort of formulate an idea how they're going to shop. Most people have said that it's really helpful.
And so the personal shopper can also say, hey, here's all the things that are available to you. I know it's overwhelming. Let's just focus on this first and
right.
get that taken care of and then move on to the next thing.
And right. And it helps. It does help move the process along.
I remember you talking about some of the gifts that you have gotten have been very wonderfully, generously donated, large purchase items. What do you do with those?
What we do with those is we want to give every family an opportunity to get one of the more expensive items, like a bike or an iPad or iPod or a Nintendo Wii or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so what we do is we give each person a ticket. It's a raffle ticket, basically, as they come into and check in, and then we have a drawing on Friday afternoon, and we call the people and who win, and they not only get what they have shopped for, but they get this extra special item that they can give to whomever they wish.
I would love to see. Well, we would love to see items, you know, for people to get, but I would love to be able to give something like that to more people. So if you have opportunities, that would be, we would love to take those gifts. In fact, you know what? I'd probably come and pick them up from you. If there's any listeners out there that has any of those big ticket items that you want to donate and give, just to go to walkthetalkwithkim.com, and you can put information in the contact us page, and we'll figure out maybe how we can get those from you and get those out to some children that would, and parents. I mean, sometimes I think the parents get more, you know, when they're able to give their child something that they really want and something that's really special as a parent, that's so important.
Every once in a while, in doing this, we get what we call, at least from the Kiwanis perspective, we get a Kiwanis moment. And a couple last year that might interest your listeners, we had one family that decided that they wanted to teach their children about giving. And so they took quite a large sum of money. This was a family that could afford this. And they took their children out shopping with quite a large sum of money. And they allowed the children to pick out gifts for the Giving Tree program. And they brought the gifts back to our store, the Kiwanis store. And the look on the kids' faces that actually did the shopping for other kids that they had no idea who they were going to get was priceless. It was incredible. And so you get those kind of heartwarming type things every once in a while. We had one last year that was particularly heartwarming to me in that basically we had a gal that called us right after the store closed. And she was looking for a present for her daughter, and I ended up talking to her, and I asked her, well, you know, the store has closed, but you tell me, what is it that you're particularly looking for? And she said, well, you know, my daughter works, and she can't get to work. It's a long way for her to walk, and what I was hoping was that perhaps you guys might have a bicycle. And I had told her that typically when we get an item like a bicycle in, it usually goes up for a raffle. But that I had just been talking with a friend of mine earlier in the day, and maybe I could help her. And as it turned out, the friend that I was talking with does have bikes in his facility. And if you don't mind, I'm going to give him a plug.
Please do.
This is Gordy Gobb from Ace Hardware. Mm-hmm. And Gordy is a friend of mine. And I had talked with him just basically earlier that morning about it. And so I asked this gal, I said, you know, it's possible that we might have something for you. And if you don't mind, give me a few minutes and I'll get back with you. So I had called Gordy and I told Gordy what the situation was. And I said, you know, it doesn't have to be anything fancy, just a plain bike. Because we had talked about perhaps you donating something like this. And it got to the point where it just was too late to do so. But now I really have a need for it. If you think that perhaps you might want to do it, then come on, I got a spot for it. So he did. And 30 minutes later, he showed up at my office with a bike, and this wasn't just a bike, it was an unbelievably good bike.
Mm.
And so I called this gal back, and I said, you know what, we've been able to find something for you. We have a bike for you. Tell me where you want me to deliver it. I'll deliver it to you, but I just want to make sure that your daughter is not home, right, so you can kind of surprise her with this. And so turns out that this was a family, a pretty extended family that was living in a very small apartment, probably three or four generations of the family that was living in this apartment, very small apartment. And when I delivered the bike, everyone was in tears. It was an incredible moment.
Yeah.
So those kinds of things happen.
Okay. Deep breath. Wow. That just, that's... Sorry, you had me speechless on that one. Thank you for that Kiwanis moment. I want you to think of some more because that was good. Thank you for sharing that story. One of the things that I'm thinking about as I'm listening to you is, Paul, you have been such an incredible community leader. And every time I see you, you're always out there. I wonder if you really have a job. I know that you do.
I do.
You're down there at the water Grange, right? That's what you do? That's your normal job?
Yeah, I'm a general manager for the Salau Water Association. And so we serve water to basically everybody in the North Bend area outside the city proper of North Bend.
Yeah. So I want to thank you for absolutely for being here and for doing all that you do for the community. You are definitely one of our community forefathers and leaders, and we really appreciate having you. And I know that you do this purely for those Kiwanis moments because they're certainly very, very special. Rob, we want to talk with you a little bit. One of the things that we're also doing, or that One Voice is also doing in conjunction with the Giving Tree program, is a winter coat drive.
Right.
And so I was talking with you and you had this, well, this is something that we used to do and we noticed there was a problem with it. So we had an idea. We thought we'd do something a little different. Can you kind of take us through that story again? Because I think it's such a great story about how when you just shift one thing, it just opens up the floodgates, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to my employer, Sterling Savings Bank, because it's been part of our history is being active in the community, and we have a coat drive that happens in January. But I was hearing from people, first of all, it was so late. It gets cold out in Snoqualmie and North Bend.
All of a sudden, doesn't it?
It does.
Everything's peachy keen fine, then the next thing you know. And when we say cold, it could still be 40 degrees. But because of that humidity, you know, being next to the river, it's bone-chilling.
It is very, very cold. And, you know, you just think, wow, there are a lot of families out there that can use help and a nice warm jacket. And I just got together with some of the other bank managers, in fact, every one of them in the Valley, including Snow Falls Credit Union and Opus and Bank of America and Chase and KeyBank, and said, hey, why don't we put out a box right now in our lobbies and start collecting jackets? And I went out yesterday, and I'll tell you, Kim, already we have over 120 jackets in my back room, and I know there are more out there, and the hospital has joined in now.
Yes,
Snoqualmie Valley Hospital and all the medical clinics and plus the hospital.
And that went out to all the employees. So, you know, all 200 plus employees that work at the hospital got a letter, hey, this is what the hospital is doing. And there we go. So I have no idea how many are up there, but
exactly. And the neat thing about it is we know that there's need out in our community. There are hundreds of people that can use a new jacket. So if you haven't had a chance to drop one off, you can pick any of the financial institutions in the Valley. It makes it really easy. You can drop it off at the hospital. You can drop it off at any of the medical clinics. But the idea is that when we reach out and put our differences aside or competitiveness in our business relationships and just focus on what we need to do as a community, we can do some pretty amazing things. And, you know, the Kiwanis and the Lions and Rotary have worked together, they're working even closer together, and when we do those things, it doesn't matter whether it's our service organizations or our churches, we can make a huge difference in our community. And it, you know, stories that Paul tells, I mean, those are just, I mean, that's really the heart of the community, and you get one of those, that's all you
need.
That's
what it's all
about. You just need one of those a year, and it just keeps you going.
When we take a break, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about that. Because I think I want to explore a little bit with the brain trust that we have in the room here about what this really means to the individual, but what it also really, really means to our community in a time of need. I think it's an important topic to talk about. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. And when you come back, we'll be talking with these lovely gentlemen. And again, you can get all of this information and more, where you can drop off your coats, your toys, items, whatever you need. You can get that information at walkthetalkwithkim.com or on Facebook at Walk the Talk with Kim.
Have you heard the phrase, the beatings will continue until morale improves? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Walk the Talk for Success, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focused on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. Walk the Talk for Success, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and since 1977, we at the Pearson Law Firm have guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice and restitution in insurance disputes and personal injury claims. At the Pearson Law Firm, we work hard to secure justice in civil matters with a network of resources, a wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473. That's 1-800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Hello, this is Kim Ariano of Walk the Talk with Kim. The reality is staggering. South Africa has one of the highest incidences of HIV/AIDS in the world. This fact results in millions of orphans left in the care of other family members, friends, or fending for themselves in child-headed households.
Focus on Katemba offers orphans and vulnerable children a new direction in life through loving foster care homes with committed parents and a real opportunity for a good education. Please consider sponsoring a child to receive the needed stability to change their world. Go to katembakids.org or follow the links from walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Break this spell.
You better break that spell.
My mother will start.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, and we are back on the air to wrap up what we're talking about with this organization called One Voice. And when I was asking One Voice, you know, Walk the Talk with Kim is a very proud sponsor of this organization and what they're trying to do. And my goal and my hope is to be able to give a voice, a big voice, to One Voice. The mission of this program is to focus on community organizations and mission-driven organizations to learn from each other and get collaborative. And One Voice embodies exactly what the mission of this radio is, this radio show is. And so to be able to offer this opportunity to talk about this, for more than really helping One Voice, I want this to help us, we human beings out there living in our community. If this show inspires one person to collaborate with their local church, or if this organization inspires an individual in a business to collaborate with a competitor on something that's common, we will have solved its purpose. If one person reaches out and gets help this time of year, it's worth it. So I applaud the efforts of all of the heart and soul that all of these organizations have brought together. And I did want to read down the list and give plugs because I really want people to understand how much I appreciate their involvement. You know, obviously, we've got the local banks, KeyBank, Bank of America, Opus Bank, Chase and Sterling's, and Snowfalls Credit Union. Everybody, all the local financial institutions, you know, it's highly competitive. They're all there and they're doing a wonderful coat drive. And thank you for being a community leader on that, Rob. You know, that's amazing. You've got enough going on your plate and enough things going on. But to actually call your competitor across the street and say, hey, let's combine efforts and do a coat drive. That's amazing. So yeah. Thank you.
They were all excited to get involved.
Oh, I bet they were. Obviously, Banana Republic, Cascade Covenant Church, Cascade Dance Academy, Cascade View Elementary, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the facility. And they're also going to be rappers for this event, too.
They are.
And they're... they're professional.
They're very professional.
They're going to be beautiful.
They do a great job.
City of North Bend, Eastside Self Storage. Now, Eastside Self Storage, they donated a facility because we got to store all this someplace, right?
They do. And there's a couple places where we're storing it. One is the facility, Eastside Self Storage, in conjunction with Encompass. And the other is at my warehouse, the Slough Water Association. We have a lot there as well.
Wonderful, because if it were me, it'd be in my living room, along with everything else I own. Encompass, Jolene's Hair and Skincare, Kiwanis, Moose Lodge, Mount Si Helping Hands Food Bank, the high school's involved in this, Our Lady of Sorrows, Ridge Fitness, the Rotary Club is involved with this, Women in Business is involved with this, the Chamber's involved with this, the hospital, the foundation, on and on, Snoqualmie Valley Alliance, the Valley Record, and Steve Donuts. And, of course, Walk the Talk with Kim. Steve Donuts. Love Steve's Donuts.
<That's right. laughs>
So glad. Yes, go ahead.
I want to mention one thing that I'd forgotten to mention. I'll do this very quickly. But on the trees, the giving trees, people will see occasionally a tag that looks like an angel. And those particular tags are not for children. They're for the people in assisted living places. Mm. Okay. And the gifts that are suggested on those angel tags are very specific. So we hope that people will also feel in their hearts to take an angel tag as well as just a regular giving tree tag.
What a wonderful sentiment. Thank you. Thank you for remembering that. You can get all of this information, dates, times, where, if you need this service or you want to donate to this service, you can go to encompassnw.org. You can go walkthetalkwithkim.com. We'll have all this information up there for you. Definitely, if you can find it in your heart to help the organization, it's a lot of effort, but it's not as much effort when you have a lot of people collaborating. So, I know that we are all in difficult economic times, and being a part of the business community, it's not easy being in the business community. It's amazing during the holiday seasons what happens. It doesn't matter, you know, businesses that are hurting, we want to help each other, obviously. But buying local is really critical and important in all of this. And so we definitely want to encourage people, if you're buying gifts, if you have an opportunity, buy local. Go to the Ace Hardware. They got a ton of very reasonably priced gifts there. We've got Sela. We've got all kinds of really great places in town to buy gifts. But I get the sense that this effort has been a healing process for the individuals in the business community and the, you know, the church community and the individuals and what other communities, the school district community, the city district, the municipality community. Any religious feelings, affiliations, or any religious, or I should say religious political feelings, affiliations, whatever, those lines have disappeared. What do you think that has meant to this community?
Well, one of my favorite phrases that I've come up with, I didn't come up with it, but I learned it about a year and a half ago, is, you know, we all talk about social media. Well, what is the original social media? And that's face-to-face. And what One Voice has done is brought a number of organizations face-to-face who were working on their own before. And just that awareness builds community in itself. The idea of serving the community is not serving just one segment of the community. It's when people are giving, they're becoming part of the community. I mean, it truly gets at the definition of the word community. And community and communication are part of the same root verb, you know, and you know, we do much better when we're talking with each other face to face.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think, Paul? You've been around a while. We've all been around a while. But you've seen it in the last 15, 20 years. You've seen it come and go. What do you think has changed now in relation to, if anything, maybe, in the participation? And what do you think this means to the health and the healing of our community?
Well, I think for years, I think there was a kind of a disconnect between individual communities in the Snoqualmie Valley. Let's say North Bend, Snoqualmie, Fall City, Preston, and even the lower portion where Carnation, Duval area. And I think what I have seen in the past few years is that these communities are no longer at odds with each other and are trying to do much the same thing in a collaborative effort. And I think that's very heartwarming. I think that's a great thing. And in a community like the Snoqualmie Valley, we can do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I've seen that change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Along with that, I think you got to look to the future. This is all about the future as well. Just think 5 years from now what One Voice will become. What we're seeing now is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Just there was the definitely beginning. A need for this. Definitely.
And huge need.
I think the other thing, too, is that, you know, Snoqualmie Valley, we have so many resources. Each community within Snoqualmie Valley is unique. But being able to bridge them together, I think One Voice is a great way of bringing that bridge together. And I've only been a part of the Valley for about 12 years, but I'll tell you, the thing that it's not where I live, it's the fact that I live in Snoqualmie Valley, and I love that facet of our community, the whole wide community of the Valley.
You know, it just struck me, Rob, when you were talking, I've been doing this radio show for over a year now. And although I didn't plan it that way, most of my guests come from the Snoqualmie Valley. And I've often wondered if that does a disservice to my Eastside folks. But I have to tell you that anybody who listens to this show on a regular basis must be going, what is going on up there? Do they've got something, you know, hallucinogens or some kind of feel good going on in that water? Because every time somebody comes on here, the passion about where we live, and it's more than just the fact that it's probably one of the most beautiful places on earth, but the people. And it seems the harder the times, the better that feeling about living there and the people becomes. And you're all nodding, but it's very heartwarming for me, who's been a lifelong Valley resident, to actually see that. The gift One Voice has given me is I've met people through One Voice that I didn't know and have developed and built and forge stronger relationships with you three, Clay Eales with Encompass, Rob Wanton with Sterling Savings Bank, and of course, Paul Treadway with Kiwanis and Salal Water District. Thank you so much for being my guest. I really appreciate having you.
Thanks for having us, Kim.
You bet. The show was brought to you by Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation and a kind, compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. All of this information and a rebroadcast of the show can be found on walkthetalkwithkim.com. And you can find us on Facebook at Walk the Talk with Kim. Thank you for having us. Go out there and give. Give till it hurts. It's not about we or not about me or I. It's about we and us. But most important, go out there and have a beautiful day. It's a beautiful